This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition. Only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed.
Good evening, I'm Caroline Oh.
And on Top Bag, we'll be talking about animal welfare in Malaysia. And of course, the one that's hitting all of our news wires, Paws Eviction, the one in Subang Jaya. Everybody knows that particular paws, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, we do. Yes, indeed. So animal welfare has become, you know, quite a hot topic in the past few years here in Malaysia. We've got a steady stream of animal abuse cases, unfortunately, here in the news.
And of course, today you have also that whole situation with local councils in right around the country, be it in Kedah, in Selangor, implementing all sorts of methods in terms of controlling, you know, stray animals.
Yes, I mean, that's a very nice way of putting it. Indeed. So today, from what we're seeing in the papers, so Paws, that's Paws Animal Welfare Society, they've been asked to relocate from a home that they've known for 28 years. So this is near near Subang Airport on the way to Subang
Airport. Yeah, near Saujana. Yep.
They were given 14 days to relocate, and we're talking about 600 animals, 400 dogs, 200 cats. And if they don't, they face a hefty fine.
So, of course, the animal welfare situation in Malaysia just doesn't seem to be improving, and the number of animal neglect and abuse cases is ever increasing. What does this say about us as Malaysians? Do we lack empathy when it comes to animals? And that's what we're asking you to chime in on this issue. 03-771-09000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Of course, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. One of our fellow colleagues, Azif Azuddin, spoke to Edward Lim, the Paws manager, about this current situation.
On the 10th of this month, land office serves a notice giving us 14 days to vacate this piece of land. And no reasons were given. So we are sort of like caught in a situation.
Okay, so I've taken a look at the document and also got to know a bit more about the case. Now, it's mentioned here that Saim Darby approached you more or less 2 years ago. What was discussed with them?
Okay, about 2 years ago, when Sam W called us to have this discussion, it's about vacating this land. They wanted this piece of land back for their projects, and I'm not sure what project was there because it wasn't mentioned. They didn't tell us about it. So anyway, we told them we could not move away from this place because we do not have land. So at the time, they promised to help to look into this matter and try to get a piece of land from the government to help us out. And that was the end of the meeting. And ever since then, nothing. They didn't come back to us on anything or inform us about what's going on. And then what actually transpired after their meeting between them and the government, I do not know what transpired. And then suddenly now we receive a letter stating that this piece of land is... we need to vacate it now, is government land.
Okay.
And all this while, we thought that this piece of land is still Sam Darby's.
I also understand that 28 years ago, now that's almost three decades, right, was when Sam Darby property actually gave, when Sam Darby actually gave you the permission to have a shelter in that area, right? So it's 28 years. But was there any written agreement between you, between Paws and Sam Darby?
Okay, I do not know because 28 years ago I wasn't here. So whether it was verbal or written, I'm not sure. No documents were found here when I came into the shelter. And Sam Darby has also never shown us any documents on their side as well.
Now, I guess the more pertinent issue is what will happen to the 600 animals. It's about 600 animals, right?
500 plus.
Okay, now that's about 500 plus animals in the shelter. What is most likely going to happen to them?
Okay. Honestly, I do not know what is going to happen. But we have spoken to YB Elizabeth Wong and YB Yen Yong, and both of them have responded to our pledge or our plea, and they are actually very efficient, and they have written to the land department to seek for a meeting with them to sort out this land issue. And today, MP Sivarasa also wrote into the land department. So when this meeting is going to take place, we are waiting for the land office people to respond. So until such time, we wouldn't know what is going to happen and what can come out from the meeting.
So 2 years ago, you had the meeting with Sime Darby, and they said that you are supposed to vacate the land 2 years ago. Now, was there anything being... did you anticipate a point of action, maybe you were going to move somewhere or make contingency plans should the vacation, should it have happened?
Okay. During that time, because Sam W promised to help us out by getting us a piece of land from the government, and we take their word for it.
So what will be the next step of action for PAWS, apart from the fact that you've already now spoken to Selangor representatives?
Well, I suppose there's nothing much I can do. I don't have a piece of land. And even if we have a piece of land, we still need time to build. And we need time to raise the funds. So for the immediate action, we are asking the public to come and adopt those animals. We are trying to keep the animal numbers of animals as low as we can, just in the event that we have to really give it up for that reason. I honestly and sincerely hope that the state government can take pity on the animal. It is, we have been here for the last 28 years serving the people. We work closely with PGA Council. We work closely with Shah Alam Council. We have been providing them services as pound for them. And I really hope that the state will be able to provide us with a piece of land and give us time for us to move.
That was Edward Lim, PAWS manager, speaking to our colleague Azif Azuddin, BFM. Caroline, it's a really interesting situation because as Edward was recounting some of the events over the past 2 years, I actually remembered that there was this whole issue at the same time as well, but yes. PAWS being asked to relocate and Sime Darby, I guess, coming in saying, look, we'll extend it, but as to how long it will be, it was yet to be determined.
Yeah, so that was 2 years ago, asked to vacate, and now, from what we know, it's government land, listening to that. And I suppose the whole lack of documentation doesn't help the situation as well.
Yeah, and I think the other aspect to it, I mean, you can see both sides. On the one hand, what happens to these 500 plus 600 animals if they are going to be relocated? At the same time, can because there is this whole, if Sime Darby does own the land, it is within their rights almost to sort of take back the land because they have had this discussion before in the past.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you can't say that it's legal, I suppose. So if they've agreed, but if Sime Darby has anything, I would imagine that land wouldn't necessarily be the problem.
Boom.
However, I think it's worth zooming out and talking about how we got here to begin with. The stray situation is a very serious situation here in Malaysia. We haven't been making much progress. From all the NGOs that have to do with stray animals, and specifically, the situation seems to be getting worse year after year. And there's a complete lack of empathy, lack of understanding. That's not getting any better.
And what's really interesting about animal shelters, I mean, we were speaking only about Patmi's shelter in Kedah. There was a whole campaign to raise funds after he was being asked to relocate from the city council over there. And so we have this whole situation here. So tell us what you think about the situation of animal welfare in Malaysia. Do Malaysians lack empathy when it comes to animals?
And when you talk about the stray population, where do you think it stems from? The lack of empathy? Do you think that it has to do with education? We're not educated.
Or do we have, just a lack of structure almost, and some of the necessary institutions to protect animals? 0377109000, text us at 0162019000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Top Man. We've got some music for you, Unbelievers by Vampire Weekend, right here on BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 0377109000. Text 0162019000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
It's Talk Back. You're with Caroline and Ezra. Call us at 0377109000. Text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're talking about animal welfare. Of course, we have this current situation with PAWS, the PAWS Animal Welfare Society. They've been asked to relocate from a home that they've known for 28 years. This is near Subang Airport. And they have been given 14 days to relocate over 500 plus animals. And if they don't, they face a hefty fine. Of course, we just heard a conversation conversation between Edward Lim, of the Paws manager, with one of our colleagues, and basically this whole situation where 2 years ago there was an extension of sorts and there was some hope at the time to look for a new home, but nothing quite materialized, and here we are right now.
Yep, some text messages that have come in. Any big developer, for that matter, can easily have built a new shelter, given the land to Paws. However, everyone chooses to ignore it. This is a sad state of animal welfare in Malaysia. And, you know, I suppose, you know, this works for corporates, not just big developers, for that matter. Hmm. You know, when you talk about CSR programs, there are so many out there. But, you know, a lot of them tend to go for the most bang for your buck sort of CSR programs.
Right.
And when it comes to things like stray animals or the stray population, it seems to factor right at the bottom of the list, unfortunately.
Well, this is the thing, right? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. I mean, if I was Sime Darby, and I don't know how sort of the land is structured and whose land is
whose. Let's just say developer. Yes, any developer.
But I was just thinking, I mean, what a great opportunity, what a great message for an organization like Sime Darby to say, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. You know, we acknowledge that, you know, the situation in the country is pretty tough when it comes to animals and mm-hmm. animal shelters.
Yep.
We're going to build a home on our land, and this is yours.
We're going to build the best home ever.
Yeah, mm. I mean, what would it cost to an organization like that? But, you know, the circumstances are not what it is. I mean, right now, they have a situation right now where they're looking for a new home. They've got 14 days, and it's very, very difficult look for a space, as we've seen in the experience of Pak Mee in Kedah as well, trying to sort of look for a new home or a new shelter. It's very, very difficult.
Eric says, why can't the developers do a CSR initiative? So he agrees. Doesn't it apply to animals? Is profit more important?
Yep, 0377109000. Text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Do we care about animals? I mean, right now, there's nobody calling in, and that's proof number one that we don't really care about animals. I mean, really.
I don't know whether that's proof number one. We have a lot of people who care about animals. Nirmala says, government needs to take on the responsibility of neuter and release. I absolutely agree with that. You know, we've had situations where we've read reports in the papers that have come to light how city councils essentially group a bunch of stray dogs together, mm-hmm. and well, they don't give them much time to be adopted either. They've put them to sleep, essentially. And yeah. I'm saying it as nicely as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them have done so in very brutal manners, and you know that's come under the spotlight quite a few times. And it's not a story, unfortunately, that's foreign to us. We've all read those stories.
And you know, when it comes to animal abuse, I know I just said before that, you know, Malaysians kind of have a very lackadaisical attitude towards animals, but when there are animal abuse cases on YouTube, I mean, you have these horrible sort of short videos of, you know, a pet owner sort of mistreating the cat or dog, and that video gets shared all around social media. Whoa, the uproar from that is really, really palpable. I mean, but, you know, when it comes to, you know, finding a home, all the sort of non-sexy issues related to animal welfare and animal shelters, it's very hard to get a response.
It's very hard to get a response also because it feels as though it's a lack of commitment to the cause.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to share an article, you know. I did it myself, you know, so I shared the article.
And you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, Paws is looking for a home, but have I done anything about it? And I suppose, you know, a lot of people come from the same place. Chris says, we're a nation full of surprises. Authorities or enforcement love to catch folks off guard without prior announcements, things like fuel increase, main essential increase, etc. In this case, it could be something like missing documentation or prior notice, and that would have made a difference. So, you know, it could be a combination of factors as well.
Mm. And of course, right now, you know, we're seeing around the country, but you know, how local councils are so, you know, they have a lot of engagement with these animal shelters. And I'm just wondering whether other solutions and other proposals have been put forth, and is it just through a lack of political will that something more concrete hasn't materialized?
Well, to be fair, I don't think it's simply political will. Yes, and it's good to have the policies that matter, the policies put in place so that everything falls in accordance with things like education, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's this message that came in from David saying, we have ourselves to blame for the issue with strays. It all starts from irresponsible pet ownership. Many people just dump their pets when they become an inconvenience. So it isn't, you know, like I said, it's not necessarily just a problem that, you know, the government has created. It's certainly individuals as well. It's a problem the country has.
0377109000. Text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you about animal welfare. Do we care about animals in light of the Paws situation? They've been asked to relocate after 28 years and they have 14 days to do so. What do you think about this? What can we do to help the likes of Paws to ensure this kind of thing doesn't keep happening? I'm just going to share you one final stat here. According to SPCA's 2013 annual report, nearly 4,000 animals were surrendered to them in the year 2013 alone. And of course, they stood a chance of at being rehomed, but it's only a 50% chance. And of course, for the rest, it's not so lucky. So tell us what you think about the animal situation right here in Malaysia. Animal welfare, animal shelters, 03-77-109-1000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. For some more music for you, Hang Loose by Alabama Shakes, right here on BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 03-77-109-1000. Text 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
It's what is wrong back. With y'all? What is wrong with everyone? Doesn't anyone care about animals?
Well, clearly, we've been on for 45 minutes. Just you and me talking over here about animals.
Just knocking around. This is ridiculous. You know, Paws is going to be evicted. They're going to be evicted. 7 days, if I'm not mistaken. 7 days?
Yes, Caroline. Oh, 14 days.
14 days?
Folks, it's a Talkback.
Nobody's talking about it. I mean...
Let me just set things up for our listeners. Just okay. In case, they might have just turned on and just heard us shouting.
Sorry about that. I apologize.
Folks, on Talkback this evening, we're talking about the whole situation about animal welfare. An eviction notice has been served to Paws Animal Welfare Society. This is the one in Subang Jaya. Mm-hmm. And an eviction notice has been served by the Petaling Jaya District Land Office. And no particular reason for the notice in terms of as to why they're doing it. But there has been an extension for about 2 years, as is understood that the current facility sits on that land provided by Sime Darby Plantation Berhad.
That was provided by
Sime Darby. And so we were asking you, do Malaysians lack empathy when it comes to animals? And
question is, yeah. The answer is yes. Nobody's calling through. You know.
03-77-109-1000. Text at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. But I do want to thank the dozen people who've been texting in about this particular issue. They've had a couple of interesting comments. I'll read you a couple of tweets. Mm. This is a fun one. Paws should release the pets at Sime Darby's property. Show them what happens when there are no paws, to do the job. It's kind of funny.
I don't know whether it's kind of funny when you have, think of the animals, for goodness sake.
Yes,
600
of
them running around. All right, more texts in for you. This one. This will be a good test for our new MB. Will he rise to the challenge or is he just another politician? So it's gone there.
Whoa.
This one. Nothing much can be done if you don't have the necessary documentation. Paul should have ensured something as important as that be sorted out years ago. We can't play the blame game all the time, can we? Nevertheless, the government should empathize, and 14 days is ridiculous, as Paws was there for a while and they were there for a good cause.
Yep. So tell us what you think. What can we do to help the likes of Paws and ensure that this kind of thing doesn't keep happening? What do you think about animal welfare? And of course, there's loads of examples over the past 12 months about different animal abuse cases. So tell us what you think. 03-77-109-1000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got our first call of the day.
Hooray.
Mohan is on the line. Hi, Mohan.
Hi, Mohan.
Hey, guys. I'm here to rescue.
Oh, yay. Well done. Congrats to you.
All right, Mohan. Tell us what you think of the situation.
It's pretty sad. The same goes to Lepak Me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, the landowner has the right to take away the land, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the notice being claimed by the 14 days is very unfair. At least it should be a couple of months before so that Paws could be able to find a place.
Yeah.
I believe somebody from the Adun spoke earlier about bringing it up this matter.
Yeah.
Right. So I hope the Menteri Besar could look at this immediately and extend the situation so that Paws could be someone, a good Samaritan could be able to help them. If I have a land, I would have helped. I don't have a land, I only have a house.
Well, what do you think? What do you think in terms of how we got to where we are? So the stray situation is a very, very tough one, and it's not a problem that we're going to be able to solve overnight. Obviously, what do you think? Are some measures that could be implemented to help alleviate the problem?
Yeah, one of the matters that we talk about dogs is that probably the government should have a stronger requirement of taking out the dog, because there's a lot of people who's feeling inconvenience and they leave the dog. Initially they adapt a dog for fun or for interest.
Yeah.
And end of the day, when they have things come up and they find that it's inconvenient, they just dump the dog.
Yeah.
So I think it should start from the requirement where if you're interested to take a dog, and you should go through a certain criteria to look at your capabilities and all that. For you to have a license to have a dog.
I think that's very interesting suggestion. Thank you very much. So criteria to assess whether or not an owner should be in possession of a dog. You know what? And it's coming up to Christmas time. You know, it's very, very popular to be given, I suppose, little puppies in baskets because they look pretty in the pictures.
They do.
And then they end up in the pound.
Thank you very much for that call, Mohan. We've got a couple of callers on the line, but we're going to head for a quick break. We'll be right back on Top Bank. We're talking about animal welfare in Malaysia in light of the PAWS eviction notice. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's. Tweet, text, talk, talk back on BFM 89.9.
Get to the phones.
You're with Caroline and Ezra. It's Top Bank. We're asking you, do Malaysians lack empathy when it comes to animals? We're talking about animal welfare in Malaysia in light of the PAWS eviction notice. Tell us what you think about it. 03-77-109-1000. We're headed straight to the phone lines. Anil is on the line. Hi there. Oh, sorry.
You see? We
tried to get there as quickly as possible. Anil, do call us back. We're going to head straight to our next caller. Lynn is on the line. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Tell us what you think. Yeah.
Well, I think I like to look at this from the sense of proportionality in terms of actions taken by our local council.
Okay.
If you recall, I remember which council it was, but I think it's in Selangor. Mm-hmm. It was an issue of some homeowner who had built an illegal wall structure,
mm-hmm.
told to remove it. And several months later, the newspaper covered again because nothing had been done despite the council serving a notice for it to be immediately removed.
Right.
In that case, someone had actually done something illegal.
Mm-hmm.
The council didn't seem to, even though they had issued eviction notices and everything else, you know, they were given really long times in order to comply.
Mm-hmm.
Of other cases as well where, you know, people have put up, they're using their home for business or, you know, for incineration of rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
The residents complain and the councils will issue, again, stop work orders or eviction notices.
Mm-hmm.
And months later, you find this illegal operation still there.
Oh,
and yet...
Yeah, go on.
Comes to PAWS, an association who has been doing good... and literally stepping in because the local councils have been so poor in enforcing action against irresponsible pet owners,
mm-hmm.
which led to the strange situation in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
See, the council is in a real rush to evict them within 2 weeks. So where's the sense of proportionality?
I'm glad you went with that. You knew where I thought you were going, Lynn. I thought, you know, they probably have a long way to go because they'll never come around to actually enforcing the eviction.
Yeah, exactly. So it's more in that sense, you know, when people have actually done illegal things, things can go on for months without redress, but suddenly a poor NGO who's trying to do good is told to leave within 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you very much, Lynn. We're going to move on to our next caller. But if you want to chime in on this issue of animal welfare in Malaysia in light of the PAWS eviction notice, of course, the long-standing animal shelter PAWS Animal Welfare Society, they were served with a particular notice by the Petaling Jaya District Land Office. They have to leave in 14 days. They've got about 500 animals to sort out. So tell us what you think about this situation. 03-77-109-1000. Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
You know, we haven't heard from you in a while, Victor. Where have you been? This is unacceptable.
No, I've been around, but it's just that when I have nothing to say, I say nothing.
Okay, fair enough.
Measured
fair
response.
Enough. So I take it you have something to say today.
Yes, I'm going to do this, on the one hand, on the other hand thing.
Okay, all right.
On the one hand, I think let's not forget...
Mm-hmm.
That is Sam Darby who provided the land for PAWS for the past 28 years.
Yes.
And I think presumably is rent free.
Yeah.
Okay. On the other hand, I look at this the CSR report of Sam Darby Group. It ran into 19 pages. So you mean to tell me that in these 19 pages, there is no place for an animal shelter?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point, Victor, because that's something I raised earlier at the top of the show, that what a wonderful opportunity this would be for Sime Dabit. I mean, of course, they don't have to. They have no obligation to, but with the attachment that they have to
PAWS...
They already have. What would it cost them, right?
Land.
Yeah, I guess it will cost them land.
So
yeah.
I think I want to end my comment by saying this, but by quoting Gandhi, who say that the greatness of a country can be determined by the way its animals are treated.
Thank you very much
Thank
for that,
you,
Victor. We can verify that quote because we have that here as well.
Yeah, we do. Call back again soon, Victor. We miss you.
Thanks very much for that, Victor. 03-77-109-000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Talkback. We're talking about animal welfare. Do we Malaysians lack empathy when it comes to animals? What can be done to help the likes of Paws and ensure that this kind of thing doesn't keep happening? Jeremy's on the line. Hi. Jeremy.
Hi.
What do you think about this?
I think, assuming, if Victor was right and that there was no rental claim, legally has no claim on the land. But I guess at the same time, 14 days is a bit too short. But again, assuming that maybe from the point of the government or whoever, maybe the thought that notice was given 2 years ago, and that 2 years later you are supposed to get out.
Right.
But I don't think it is right because how do you keep trying to these animals out of the out of somewhere? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's right lah, basically. And I feel education wise, maybe some people think that animals are just well animals. Mm-hmm. They are not at the same level as us humans. So possibly we can just kick them out or euthanize them or something like that, which I hope it's not. I hope that was not the justification used, but if it is, it's really bad.
Yep. Vivi, thank you very much for that, Jeremy. 03-77-109-000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. I've got a couple of tweets here. There's another tweet here. It's not impossible to give anyone at least 3 months. I think they're referencing the relocation notice period.
So impossible spelt?
P-A-W-S. Impossible.
Okay, over to the messages. Jacqueline says, there's always a way out if the landowner's willing to negotiate. Exercising your rights doesn't mean you got to be heartless. Another one from WM saying, hi, not that we don't care, but urbanites are very well aware that it's quite useless to go against local authorities. And with the recent Don't Touch fiasco, don't think that talking back now with a 7-day or 14-day deadline is a little too late, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's been 2 years since Paws had that conversation with Sime Darby in terms of the extension of how long they could stay. And I think in that time, they were, of course, trying to look for a suitable replacement. I'm sure Paws has been trying to, for the longest time, to have a place of their own. But mm-hmm. it's very, very difficult because you think about a lot of these, organizations, institutions, it's such a modest
setup.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what can be done? I mean, who are the players? I mean, and of course, I'm sure there was a lot of politics involved in that sort of realm as well.
Absolutely. And you know what? The call to action, I believe, sometimes stems from emergencies like these. Sometimes, you know, people don't know that there is a need to reach out in such a way or how they can help until the problem actually presents itself. So this one saying, well, to say that Malaysians don't care about dogs is untrue. The pet shops are booming and more people are opting for pedigrees, but not so much for mongrels like those in Paws and SPCA. Mm. That's sad but true. That's a message. Also one in from Cher who says, Newton release is a proven working method. Unfortunately, too many Malaysians let religion get in the way.
Yep. 03-77-109-000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Top Back Tuesday. We're asking you if you care about animals. Based on the number of calls we've received, probably not. We're going to head for more music. Velocity Girl by Primal Scream right here on BFM 89.9.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk Back on the Evening Edition. Only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. I'm Ezra Zind.
Good evening. I'm Caroline O. And I have to say, though,
you're shocked.
it's not the Klang Valley's biggest conversation this evening.
No, it's not. We've been talking about animal welfare in light of the PAWS eviction notice. You know, some 500 plus animals will be without a home in about 14 days if nothing is done. And I guess tonight on Talk Back, we were sort of trying to sort of create some sort of awareness, some sort of discussion around the topic. I mean, not just about PAWS itself, but around the string of cases that have happened over the past 12 months when it comes to animal welfare and animal shelters. And it's a really, really sad topic. I mean, even when we had such a wonderful story with regards to the I Want to Touch a Dog event recently, there was such huge backlash to that as well. And it seems that we never seem to quite get it right when it comes to animals and their welfare.
Max says, perhaps we do lack empathy, and it might be attributed to the continent that we reside in. We eat them, abuse them for sport, breed them illegally, for money, while some of us aren't too keen on even touching them. Pets are reduced to mere merchandise in some instances. Well, at least we know who let the dogs out.
Wow, that's a very, very... Is that a text message?
It's a text message
well,
from Max.
Well done to you, Max. That was great. Of course, you can call us at 03-771-09000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Of course, we were speaking before about how, you know, land currently sits on what was provided by Simon Darby Plantation Berhad, and it was only when the notice was served that the management realized that the land actually belonged to the government. And I guess in looking for a suitable replacement, it's very, very difficult. When we covered the story of Pat Mew's shelter in Kedah, and there was this huge coverage about it, and certainly a certain amount of that coverage was because the animal shelter was run by Pat Mew, who's a Malay Muslim. There was controversy around that.
There was.
And but it brought attention to the matter that he was basically manning the entire area by himself, and he was looking for support from his community, from the public, from city council, and you know, some was done, but not enough, clearly.
It ticked all the boxes, didn't it? In that it was very social media friendly. It was a video that was emotive.
Yes.
Like you said, there was some controversy, and it was, I mean, it is incredible but what he's doing.
But do we need to sort of dial up the media sensation to that level, to the point that you know, that we can actually get some sort of action and response from the public?
Is what's happening to PAWS at this point in time not sexy enough, perhaps?
Yeah. And you know, when we spoke about this entire situation 2 years ago, when PAWS had you know, sort of their eviction notice status up in the air at the time, they had sort of a 2-year extension as to where we are right now. And now they've got about 14 days to sort of find a new home for these 500 plus animals. We have a caller. It's May. Hi, May.
Hi.
Hi, May.
Hi. You know. Hi, fine. A few years ago, there was this lady called Serena, and she looked after a lot of.
Yes, May. Could you switch the radio off, please?
Yeah, yeah. Stray dogs and cats, you know.
The furry friends farm. Yes.
She cleaned their pool, and she fed them, and she got people to help them. But then I think last year they had another documentary on her, and they said that she had passed away.
Yes.
It's very sad. But during that time when she was alive, she got a lot of people to adopt the animals. And one way, I think, is to get the animals sterilized so that you wouldn't have, you know, too many coming out. And I think that maybe for a period of time, what they can do is get people to have these animals for the time to tide over until they can get a new place for the animals.
Thank you very much for that, May.
And I have to say, it isn't something that is easy. I think what May is referencing is perhaps just the move to foster animals in the meantime, which is, you know, it requires a lot of commitment as well. It requires opening your house, even on a temporary basis, to these cats and dogs that need homes in the transition, which I suppose would be very, very helpful indeed. But then again, not many hands up in the air saying, I want to do it.
Yeah, just a quick side note. We had, you know, the BFM Live event this past weekend. I managed to actually meet May for the first time. She was very kind and brought the office bags of fruit and cookies.
Thank
and
you
muruku
for the papayas and the oranges.
Muruku. Yeah, it was a real pleasure to meet her. So thank you very much for that, May. We're going to move on to our next caller. If you want to chime in on this issue, 03-771-09000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. What do you think about the PAWS eviction notice and about animal welfare? Lena is on the line. Hi, Lena.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
I'm an animal lover, so today's topic is very important for me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, for my part, what I do every day is I help as much as I can, like donate or go to the place itself when they ask for emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Like this past case, I was quite shocked yesterday. I found out on Facebook, and they only have 2 weeks to do something about it. I don't get it. Like, why don't they give like a lot more time and solution for them to do something about it, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just give a notice out of sudden for 2 weeks, animals are life, you know, just like human being. 500 something approximately is a lot. And people cannot just adopt them in 2 weeks or less than that. It's impossible.
No, I certainly share your point there. But, Lena, I mean, considering that, you know, PAWS has been in discussions with Sime Dive for 2 years now because they were staying on their property, why is it so difficult to look for these new homes for to care for these animals?
That's something I don't understand what is happening, you know. I don't know whether it's happening only in this country or overall in the whole world. I just don't get that part. Because, like, Pakmi case also seen, right? And then some other shelters, sometimes they don't have a place and they are given a very notice to just get off and get a new place. That's how that people, public, like us media, to come and help. So that they're given some time. Like yesterday, I asked one of my friends to do something about it.
Much of a response?
To publish this story, he said he would try to do something about it.
Right.
And I don't understand why, especially in this country, there's no feelings for animals, especially dogs.
Mm.
They just, you know, it's like, it's nothing, it's valueless, animals' life. Why can't we just treat them like we do with human beings? Give them some time. 2 weeks, you cannot do anything about it.
Thank you very much for that, Lena. You know, a compassionate plea right there. We were talking about, I mean, what she said there echoes sentiments. A lot of our text messages and tweets have been mentioning about, you know, we don't sort of, especially within our culture, you know, within our society, we don't sort of treat animals with sort of the right respect and care that they deserve.
Yeah, and quite a few people agree with this text message saying, it's a problem with attitude. Many people still feel that animal welfare is only a trivial matter, but it is something that requires a lot of effort to exercise when that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. Really, how many can honestly say that they feel a sense of responsibility when seeing a stray by the side of the road? And, you know, what do you do about it? Also, Han says, I hope this talkback topic shows Malaysians at least just how important it is to get a pet from an animal organisation such as PAWS rather than buying one from a pet shop. The way they breed them can be incredibly cruel.
No, you know, I think this evening is quite reflective of the current situation and discussion about animal shelters and animal welfare.
And assessing how Malaysians feel about it.
Yeah, I think total of five callers thereabouts, you know, over a period of 1 hour. And, you know, it's our number one story, you know, we have the news every half an hour. It's still the number one story right now for us, at least. Yep. And we're trying to sort of do our best to raise awareness on this issue. And it'll be interesting over the next few days to see what the developments are from PAWS themselves. Also as to, you know, how Sime Dive's going to respond to it, you know, whether
they're going to respond to
it. If at all. So thank you very much for all your texts, tweets and phone calls. You can download this program. Of course, the podcast is available, www.bfm.my. I've got some music for you, Atlas by Colpe, right after these messages, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.